American at a time.
And you get it that it's about the economy, but there's a new poll out that says, yep, it's the economy. That's the issue for everyone for this election, not gay marriage. Oh, we said that a week and a half ago. Hey, everybody, welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, wherever you hail from, whatever nook and cranny. We're going to talk about a couple of things in this hour of America Tonight, including the possibility of cell phones being banned federally. Horace Cooper, our pal, stops by to tell us what he thinks from a legal point of view and where he thinks this all is headed, what Congress will do with it, and why you should sit up and pay attention. We're also going to talk about the latest information in the Trayvon Martin case, really George Zimmerman, who is not in the state of Florida while he waits to see what's happening with his case. They're going through all those motions and all the stuff that you have to go through before you get the jury and then ultimately end up with a trial. It's probably going to take about a year. It'd be surprising if it was shorter than a year, let's put it that way. Also, this hour of America Tonight, it is about the numbers after all, and we're going to give you a few numbers. How much is the president worth asset-wise? That's one of the numbers. If you were guessing between 2 and 10 million, you might be correct. Also, how many of us are tired of telemarketers who somehow have found a way to get around the do not call list, and we don't understand because we signed up for do not call. And there's a church in Oklahoma where they pray how many hours a day? I'll tell you when we get to we can count. First, though, I've talked about this now for maybe 2.5 months. There's very few things that I have endorsed or taken because, knock on wood, I'm knocking on it right now if you can hear it, I have been very lucky. I've been very healthy in my life. However, in my family, there's a history on one side of heart problems, and it's pretty scary. I've seen lately with two friends who weren't even 40, where one of them, my friend Mike, had to be cracked open and was saved from near death, certain death, when he had a heart attack and was in good shape, had no idea, had those awful chest pains. So I was introduced to Don Wiskin, and he's got a cool product called Extendovite. The idea is it's natural, and it's got some ingredients that help lower. You know, your blood pressure and cholesterol and all that kind of stuff. Now people are getting savvy to the whole natural thing. And I started taking it, and I watched. I didn't even realize where my blood pressure was, and I saw how it dropped after 2 months of taking Extendovite. And then I'm looking at my cholesterol numbers, too, and it looks like they're going to be pretty good. I'll tell you about those next week because I took them in the beginning, and we'll see where they're at when I go and get a checkup. Here's the scoop, though, on Extendovite. If you go to the website, we got this, I thought it'd be fun to do this anyway. We got to throw in some fun stuff here on the show. It can't be all me jumping on the soapbox and you chiming in all the time. We have to do some contests and fun things. So a lot of you are getting Extendovite, and I thought it'd be fun to give away a couple bottles of Extendovite. So I threw this out. If you can tell me the two main ingredients in Extendovite, only the first two people in, you will win a bottle of Extendovite. How do you do that? If you don't know where the answer is, you haven't heard Don talk about it, you haven't heard me say it, I'd be very surprised by that. But you can go to my website, americatonight.net, get Press 4. There's an app if you have an iPhone, but even if you have just any old regular phone, you can get Press 4. You're not going to get pounded by a bunch of spam. It has nothing to do with that. It's just a better way to also communicate with the show. So then if you say keyword America Tonight, the answer, I give you the answer. Then you just have to be the person that gets in first with the answer. How easy is that? Let's go to Helen in Connecticut, who's been hanging around for this one. Hey, Helen, how are you?
Hi, Kate. I'm fine.
Do you have the answer?
For your question.
Sure.
I believe it's garlic and cayenne.
Garlic and cayenne. Yes. Woohoo! That was an applause.
Ginkgo, hawthorn, blueberry, milk thistle, and valerian.
You're paying attention. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Good girl. Yep. You're a winner. So we're going to send you a bottle of Extendivite.
Oh, geez. Thanks a bunch.
I'm glad that you called. Helen, hang on, and Mr. Matt will take all your information and we'll send that to you. It's a song to get Extendivite too, by the way. It's easy. Go to the website, because I had a lot of people ask me this lately. Go to heartdrop.com, and that's where you can get it. It's cheap, cheap, cheap. I think it's cheap, especially for what it does. Oh, my, oh, my. I am the walking test case of it, but like I said, because so many, my grandfather, my great-grandfather on that side, never met them because of heart problems, and they were supposedly relatively in good shape. That's what's so scary to me. All right, speaking of not being in good shape, I already said this. It's the same old song and dance that we go through, but it's worth just mentioning because this is what the buzz is on the Hill. Speaker of the House John Boehner and Nancy Pelosi and other Republicans and Democrats are meeting with the president. They're going to talk about the debt ceiling, raising the debt ceiling. Tim Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury, says he doesn't want all the drama of last year. We don't want to go through this. Are we going to make it? Are we going to come to an agreement? What are we going to do? So now at this point, with all this sparring, it's the same situation that we were in last year. Are we going to be able to cut and at the same time increase the debt ceiling? Are we going to have another calamity on our hands, another catastrophe? And that's what we keep hearing. The Federal Reserve telling us that if we don't do something and we default, we'll sink the stock market. It'll be terrible. And that's what happened last time, by the way. Congress's approval rating, in single digits, terrible. The stock market didn't do well through all the negative conversation. The credit rating, the country's credit rating was damaged. The government lost its AAA credit rating. I mean, a whole bunch of things happened. So now we've got to deal with this long-term deficit. We can only be rational about this and realize, just like any of us doing budgets, you have to have cuts. You have to have some equality with the cuts and the spending. If you're going to go crazy hog wild on the spending and not have the cuts, it's not going to work. Didn't we learn that last time around? So will the president give in? Will Congress give in? What will happen with the Republicans and the Democrats? Stay tuned. It's like a soap opera that never, ever has any kind of an end. We're talking a cell phone, a federal ban. How would you feel about that if the government told you, yep, we're going to issue citations, no, absolutely no cell phones in a car anywhere in America? Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 15th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,563.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,602.93, $801.47 for a half ounce, or $400.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,602.93, $801.47, and $400.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The government banning cell phone use for you when you're driving. I mean, across the board. Think about it. And I want to hear from you. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Horace Cooper joins us again from the National Center for Public Policy Research. We enjoyed talking to him a couple of weeks ago. We thought it'd be fun to have him back on again to talk about this. He's an adjunct fellow with the group and a legal commentator. So the big news was just a short while ago, about a month ago, the U.S. Secretary of Transportation, Ray LaHood, announced that the Department of Transportation was pushing for Congress to ban all cell phone use while driving. Horace, what's wrong with that?
Well, it's an overreach. It goes far too broadly to address a problem that there are other techniques and means of addressing. And it seems to imply that most Americans can't be responsible about one of the 20th century's most ubiquitous and most valuable tools, the cell phone.
Yeah, so in saying that, what do you think the solutions are?
Well, there are a couple of them. Technology is one option. Better education, giving people the information necessary so they can make good choices. The truth of the matter is this has much more to do with giving local and state governments an excuse to gouge already beleaguered family household budgets and to give insurance companies an excuse to increase premiums by as much as $600 or $900. There isn't a legitimate study that reveals that this particular technique, banning all cell phone use and all cars at all times, is actually going to be a life saver. Everybody is all about saving lives. Could it potentially save one? they could potentially save one. But even the Institute for Insurance Highway Safety, when they did an assessment of states that had distracted driving penalties for using your cell phone and those that did not, they saw an interesting outcome. In those states that had the penalties and fines in place, they saw higher accidents and higher fatalities than the states that didn't, because it turned out that when people absolutely, essentially needed to use their cell phones, even when it was illegal, because you could get ticketed for doing so, they used them in a more risky and dangerous way. Let me explain that quickly. That means instead of slowing down, instead of pulling over onto the shoulder, instead of sending a message or making a quick call at the stop sign, they made sure that the car was moving and moving fairly rapidly so as not to be seen. That perversely led to the exact opposite outcome of those who say that we're trying to pursue safety. We ought to be very careful and considerate. There are more cell phone users than there are people who own driver's licenses in the United States. To say that we don't believe that cell phone users can be responsible is to say that adults simply can't be capable of making many of the decisions that they make for themselves each day.
Yeah. What does your gut tell you, Horace? We know how you feel, but what does your gut tell you as this will make its way through Congress? I mean, it's, you know, it's not going to be on the top of the order. It makes for big headlines, as you know.
Well, one of the problems is the administration is saying they want this legislatively or they're going to do it administratively. They have the option of trying to push it through even without that. The other is that the major transportation bill is up this cycle right now, and it wouldn't be that difficult to have inserted as a provision, just one among several thousand, this particular restriction, and not have Congress have to do an up or down vote on it. So your listeners need to be very careful, listen very carefully to what's happening in Washington, D.C., because a very, very valuable right can be taken away from you. And as I said, what's really going to happen is family budgets are going to be hit hard with these $250 fines or the $600 to $900 increase on average insurance increase rates.
Yeah, we're already being taxed for too many things. We're already way overtaxed in many, many ways with big, big government. Horace Cooper from the National Center for Public Policy Research, thanks so much again. We'll catch up with you down the road.
Thanks for having me on your program.
All right, so these are possibilities. I mentioned that Ray LaHood, this is something that he's pushing as the Secretary of Transportation, and walking up the hill, talking to a lot of congresspeople and senators, trying to convince them that this is the way to get rid of all these problems of the distracted driver. Here's a huge distraction. And if you listen to what Horace is saying, there's some merit to it. He's right when we talk about, well, what's the responsibility? How can you enforce responsibility upon people? And this is what we keep seeing again and again. It's like the soda tax and what we talked about earlier this week in the battle of obesity. Certainly no one wants to see people in this country have those heart attacks I was talking about because they're plowing themselves with too much drive-through and fattening food and no moderation and whatever, no vegetables and whatnot. But I think you cannot tell people what to do. There is a line. And as much as distracted drivers drive me crazy, I'm the person who says, wow, I can't stand that. I can't stand when I see somebody cut across, which I see every day of my life, five lanes, and they have no regard for where they're going. Half the time, they're not really even on the cell phone. They're doing something else. I can name seven distractions for you that are deadly. And I think the texting thing is big and the cell phone is big, absolutely. But I don't think that we want the federal government involved in this one. He's right. And what will happen is the insurance rates will go up. And we'll all pay a price for this. So It's those few bad apples, the few of the fools that are doing what they're doing that have now led to this push to get a federal ban on cell phones while driving, especially now when you get when you get cars and the cell phone is built right in. You know, basically we're talking about that Bluetooth technology. 855-266-KATE. I know you're alive and thriving out there. Maybe you think a federal ban is good, even though you're a little bit anti-big government. You think this is one that's worth fighting for. 855-266-KATE. And I think his example, and this is part of the reason I feel the way I do too, is a good one, because we've seen this on a smaller level tried before, and it didn't work. So I think you can't regulate so much. You can't regulate responsibility. And I guess that's the biggest problem that I have with it. Trying to get people, forcing them to do something that I don't think you can force them to do. And then it comes down to the ticketing. And good luck trying to come up with some kind of a system where you're able to really catch people where they're using the cell phone, especially because of the Bluetooth stuff, the technology. And it's not all in high-end cars. It's easy to get. You can put it in your car yourself. So there'd be people, what are you going to do, pull people over because you see their lips moving and you don't see anyone else in the car? I'll tell you, I think it could be very, very tough to regulate. And I just don't think this is the place that we want to go. And especially, I think this is also a state's thing. Look at what the stats are. And here's a case where more education probably would be very, very valuable. All right, coming up, you can certainly throw in your 2 cents on that. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. We're also going to head to We Can Count, and there are numbers to talk about, including the Roger Clemens trial. Did you realize that that thing is still going on? It is. And there's a reason why it's still going on. Part of it is because you've got a jury that keeps falling asleep. We are so bored by this trial that we cannot keep our eyes open. What do you do? I've always wondered that. What happens when people have these crazy, hectic lives? They do their civic duty. They're just exhausted. They have to travel however far they have to travel. They have kids. They have to drop them off. They're doing whatever they have to do at night and in the morning. And they're exhausted, so they doze off, just like many of the judges do. Big problem for this one, at least in Clemens' case. Hang with us. We Can Count on the flip side.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Feel it, see it, hear it today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it because it happens today.
All right, my friends, cell phones, yay or nay, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Do you like the idea of the federal government saying, okay, we're banning all cell phones, that's it, period, end of story? Or do you think there's a better way? And I think there's a better way to do this. I don't like the idea of more intervention, especially in this case, even though I hate the idea of someone who's distracted not paying attention with the cell phones. Plus, we have one slot left when it comes to Extendivite. And boy, how easy is that? Helen kind of gave everyone a clue, didn't she? Let's go to Pete, listening to us in the great state of Iowa. Hey, Pete, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for the call. Do you listen to America Tonight a lot?
I do. Every day, every morning when I'm at work.
Good. Well, we're happy that you called us. So what are some of the ingredients in Extendivite, the two that we said were key?
Well, I've been hearing, is it cayenne and garlic?
That's it. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, that's the whole thing, because garlic turns out is so good for you. And the same thing with cayenne, it's basically red pepper. And red pepper is one of those things supposedly helps you with cancer, too. But more importantly, for what's in the supplement, Extendivite, with all the ingredients, it really, really works. His story is just amazing. And like I said, I've seen the crazy, not crazy, I've seen the good results with me as somebody who never really took anything but was worried about a heart attack. So,
yes, I'm excited. I want to start taking it for my own health as well.
Yeah, you do, I mean, nobody wants to, you know, you and I, Pete, we don't want to end up on some table somewhere scared to death. We don't want to end up on a table somewhere scared to death. And hang on, we're going to get all your vitals, so to speak, so we know where to send it. Where, you know, you have these choices or you have no choices and you're lucky to be alive. As I said, it scared me when it happened to two people I knew who were seemingly in pretty good shape. And then also my family had that on with the men on the Delaney side. All right, let's go to Jeff in Kentucky. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, hello?
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I was talking about the cell phone ban.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
And I use, and most of us out here, use the cell phone every day, every night. And I use it for a number of different reasons. First of all, if I have to have a breakdown or something along the road, I can call and get assistance immediately. We have a lot of us talk to each other at night, and we can give each other road reports as far as accidents or road hazards that may be ahead that we can take a different route or we can get ready for that. And also, I have done this numerous times by calling 911 to report an accident on the highway or an impaired driver that I come up behind and call 911 and get the police out there and possibly get that person off the road before they cause an accident and hurt somebody. So the cell phone to commercial drivers, and of course they have passed a law that we can't use, you know, that we have to use the hands-free. I'm talking on it right now, and it's on a Bluetooth headset. And it's not a distraction at all. As a matter of fact, it's basically one of the important, most important tools that we have in our job.
Yeah, Jeff, I would agree with you. Well put. As you're saying, so many of you, so many truck drivers on the road every single night, the things that you see also helping. Great examples there. So, absolutely. Thanks for the call. Great call. Absolutely. Great call. You can't, if you're a truck driver, how can you possibly do what you have to do without that communication? And as he says, it's Bluetooth technology, which is so readily available. It's not just in the upper end cars. For some reason, people think that, but that's not true. You can put it in your car. It's easy to do. And I think for a lot of people who are traveling, it's such a necessary tool. Unfortunately, of course, we know that there's people that text, which is crazy. They're texting, not paying attention. I don't know how they do it in the first place. I couldn't do it. I'm not coordinated enough to do it. Plus, I don't like to have words all misspelled all over the place if I was trying to text, and so it wouldn't work. I get it that some people are so dangerous on the road with the cell phones, but anymore, there's a way around that. And if the truck drivers were shut down, and if people who needed the cell phones on odd shifts they work, emergencies, whatever, I mean, sure, someone could say, well, if there's an emergency and there's a crash, and then you have this cell phone in the car, well, then you're idle, and you could use the cell phone then. Well, of course. But what about for those circumstances where you see someone stranded, where something's happening, and it doesn't make sense to take it away? It doesn't make sense to me that this would make us somehow safer because that many people who are using the cell phone dangerously would be suddenly off the road. That's not going to happen because we've seen that theory tested out again and again with some of the states who have done that. Let's hope it doesn't get stuck, as Horace Cooper said 15 minutes ago when we talked to him, it doesn't get stuck in the transportation bill and is buried, comes out that it passes, and the next thing you know, people don't realize, but it becomes a law, as that has happened to us sometimes, where you're surprised, you're blindsided, even though we're having conversation here on America Tonight. You'll finally see this headline somewhere in the USA Today or wherever, and then you realize, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. How did we not know this? That's the idea. That's how you get things passed, when you desperately want them to be passed. And I sure hope that we don't see this. I sure hope that it doesn't happen, because I think it would be it would cause more harm than good. So this federal pressure for the cell phone ban while driving is, I think, is scary. And I think it's scary as to what would happen to other aspects of driving. As he was saying, as Horace was saying, what happens to insurance rates, where we could end up paying $600, $800 more a year for what? But there is a lot of movement to make this happen. I mean, this isn't just conversation. This isn't just a talk show topic. This is really, really going on in Washington. There is a definite full court press to make this happen. I mean, first of all, for states to ban the use of phones while driving, but also for just across the board, make it a federal law. First, it was more pressure on the states. Now it's just pressure. Let's just make it all the way across the board. Let's just ban that cell phone. And I'll tell you, I can think of a couple of times where the cell phone, to me, was just a lifesaver. And if I had to fumble around or try to figure out a way where I could pull over somewhere, or some of you listening to me right now, you're third shifters, and I guarantee there's times where you have had to use that phone. And it is, I'll tell you, I think it is a slippery slope. As much as there are things that the government can do, believe it or not, that we want them to still do. Some night we'll have a show on that. But there are things that we don't want the government to do, and this, frankly, is one of them. Plus, implementing it will cost millions and millions and millions of dollars, I guarantee it. So we'll also spend tons of dough on implementing a law that isn't a very good one, that really doesn't, I think, have a chance to what? End all these horrific accidents, people being more responsible because now there's this cell phone ban that's a federal law. I don't think so. I don't think that we would see huge changes at all. All right, you can still throw in on this, 855-266-KATE or americatonight.net. Plus, coming up, though, we've got We Can Count. We Can Count. Banning cell phones. What's next? What else can't we do in a car? Pretty soon, we're going to have cameras, like in those futuristic movies, where they can watch everything that's happening in the car. And then there would be no use for us to even have conversation when we're in cars, because they would tape that as well. It's like the whole drone thing. The fact that now they're talking about drones in so many of our cities, where they'd be able to patrol really in your backyard, let's say. And, drones can zero in and see pretty much everything, the ants on the highway. So you couple that with this cell phone thing, and then I got to say, are we living in the United States of America, home of the free? I don't think so. Quickly, let's go to Bill in New York. Hey, Bill. Oh, the music started. You're going to have to hang. Hold on, Bill. I thought we were going to be able to sneak you in. Hang on. We'll go to Bill next, plus a little shortened version of We Can Count.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further and fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful.
All right, so welcome back to the tail end of America tonight, this hour anyway. We have the numbers thing hanging out there in the wind. We're going to go to it, I promise. But we've been talking about cell phone, the banning of cell phones, a federal law. And it's not one of those things where you can say, oh, I don't think that's going to happen. No, it's serious conversation. And I think there is a great chance that it's going to happen because it'll get pushed into a bill. And before you know it, it's passed and that's it. And unless it's repealed, there's no going back, which means it affects every single one of us. And particularly people who depend on the cell phone. I'm not talking about teenagers getting on the phone in a crowded car, the person driving, talking a bunch of nonsense to somebody on the other end of the phone, and you think, are you kidding me with this? But I'm talking about people that are using the phone for whatever reasons when they're driving, especially hands-free, because all of that would be gone. The hands-free would be gone, too. That's my understanding. And the Secretary of Transportation, Ray LaHood, really wants this to happen. And I have some good information that a lot of people in Congress are going to jump on it as well. So there'll be a little conversation, already has been, but then all of a sudden you'll find out that this has become a law, and suddenly it's about, oh, how are they implementing it? All right, Bill in New York is waiting in the wings until he was rudely interrupted by the band, so let's go to Bill. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Hey, Kay, how are you? Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.
I haven't spoken to you in a while. I talked to you a lot last year.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, first off, I want to say this, that you and I are pretty much aligned in our views. I listen to you all the time, and I think we're pretty aligned. However, first of all, I want to say I'm a law enforcement officer.
Mm-hmm.
Let me jump back real quick. First of all, let me say this. Nobody wants the government out of my business more than me. Okay. I don't like the government. I don't like them in on my liberties and so on. But I got to tell you, on this one, I'm afraid I don't agree with you. There are certain aspects I do. The hands-free. You know what? For as much as I think most people I see on the road talking are dingbats when it comes to talking and they kind of get flighty, I can go for the hands-free. So I don't think that's... I think they should probably do something about that to allow us to have hands-free. But I got to tell you something. When it comes to people talking on the telephone and dialing and this and that, I'm sorry, I disagree with you. I do not think there should be any reason that people should be driving down a highway at 70 miles an hour, 75 miles an hour, because all it takes is a heartbeat to not see the lights in front of you or to veer off or this and that and the other thing. Now, exigent circumstances aside, I'm talking about calling for an accident or this and the other thing. I think most law enforcement officers, those that don't have the John Wayne mentality, are pretty prudent thinking individuals. If you see a guy driving by an accident scene and he's on the telephone, well, if he chooses not to go to the accident scene and instead chase the guy down who's talking on the phone, that's pretty idiotic to begin with. But I think certain exigent circumstances will allow for a prudent thinking officer to allow that person to go by, so to speak. Truck drivers on the telephone. You're talking about, 120,000 pounds of solid steel and whatever going down the highway on the phone. Well, the fact of the matter is I'm actually okay with that too, because I'll tell you, those are professional drivers. I talk on the phone constantly. I'm a professional driver. I spend 10 hours a day on the road. Now, unfortunately, most of the statistics that we see come from kids and people who are not professional drivers, who are just driving down the street, looking down at their phone, or doing this and that. And I'm sorry, it provides for we're talking about a 4,000 pound bullet going down the road. Mm-hmm. And I hate to be on the other end or have my family on the other end of somebody talking on the telephone, when they just don't have to. I just don't buy it.
So you say hands-free, you'd be okay with that, but
First of all, boy, this goes back to a whole other issue. I can't stand when these politicians hide these little things inside of all these big fat bills, and like you said, and the next thing you know, it's a law. There's mm-hmm. no transparency in that. It's a bunch of sneakiness and garbage. I think every little thing should be out in the open for everybody to see. But would I be for that? I would be for banning the use of telephones while driving down the road. Now, the hands-free part, I think they should leave that open for a little more research. Because if you get rid of the handhelds, okay, you get mm-hmm. rid of the handhelds, now all the research after that should solely be on, accidents and so on, should solely be on hands-free. And then you can say, well, you know what, it's really not any worse than this or so on and so forth. I can see where the handheld with it. Listen, I not only can I see it, I've actually extracted many, I can't even tell you the scores of people, extracted them from car accidents, and the phone is still running. Okay? They were on the phone when these things occurred. Like I said, I am like 99.9% aligned with you on most of the things you talk about. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you, this is one that I have hands-on experience with on a constant daily basis. Right now over in Vermont, there's some headline news where, I mean, jeepers, so teenage girls, I mean, it's not just teenagers, but teenage girls running 60-year-old people over in traffic because they're yapping on the telephone, not paying attention. I tell you, aside from exigent circumstances, okay, mm-hmm. I can't see, talk on the phone, drive down the street. Driving is, first of all, and this is my opinion, it's really my opinion. All the law stuff, it's my business, but it's,
right.
It's a law. Doesn't mean I believe in them all, but I do. I have taken an oath to enforce them. But I'll tell you this, doesn't mean I believe in them. But I will tell you this, driving is a privilege.
Right.
And not only that, but I mean, looking at the statistics every year and seeing all the deaths that occur for all the different reasons, using a telephone while operating a motor vehicle is just flat out downright dangerous. Do I agree with the feds getting on it? Well, I don't see the difference between the feds getting in on it or a state getting in on it. In my opinion, if they don't do it, if they don't step in and do something about it, then a lot of people are going to die for no
wow.
need.
Yeah.
Call Aunt Jane.
Yeah, so you say, so let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. So you say, I get what you're saying about, it's like a, definitely from your experience, how the phone's still running and it's like a bullet going down the road and all that stuff. But, mm-hmm. so really what we're saying, Bill, is that there are a lot of ridiculously irresponsible people who shouldn't even be behind the wheel.
Well, listen, that's a whole other story. I agree with that. Well, let's go back to what Horace said real quick. I think it was Horace the trucker.
Uh-huh. No, that was
how I know when there's a car accident or what traffic's like up ahead and this and that thing. And all I could think about the whole time he was saying that was, you know what, from time immemorial, there's been the CB radio. And that's what truckers 90% of the time talk on. I mean, I enjoy listening to the CB when I'm traveling down the road and so on. And that's where they've always gotten all this information you speak of. And as a matter of fact, I used to be a truck driver, and I used to call in car accidents via the CB radio. Now, again, truck drivers have a certain place in my heart, not because I was one, but because they are professional drivers. Anybody who does one thing 10 hours a day, in my opinion, year after year, is a professional at what they do. So truck drivers, by God, they live in those things.
Yeah,
so
gotcha.
That I can understand, believe it or not. Now, to differentiate between them when it comes to, hey, listen, first of all, good luck seeing a truck driver on the phone if you're a cop. you're not going to see whether he's on handheld or a hands-free.
You're right, but that's what I think.
By the way, the monies it would take to enforce it. Really?
Right.
I don't see that point because all you do is sit there, watch somebody on the road, drive them down the street, talk on the phone. You pull them over, you write them a ticket, and then that actually generates revenue. Not that that's what I'm into because, believe it or not, I'm not into that sort of thing, but I can't see where it would cost money to actually implement the enforcement of that.
Bill, we disagree.
Ask me anything you want because I just don't see your point of view, and I can just counter it with basic safety.
Right, Bill, you know what? You made some good points. You made some valid points. I got to say, a good caller. You definitely had some passion on this one. Boy, we could barely even jump in there because you were very passionate giving us examples of it. It was Jeff in Kentucky, by the way. It was the truck driver, rather, that was telling us how it was so vital and how he needed it and how he could report things that were happening on the road and would do that kind of stuff. So I'll tell you, we haven't had the last of this conversation, but very few people are having it, so I'm glad that we opened up this lane, so to speak. Any thoughts on it? Send us those thoughts, AmericaTonight.net.